statement the angel of the Lord spoke concerning the ministry of John the Baptist in Luke chapter 1 and verse 17.
And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Again.
And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just.
And my emphasis is turning the heart of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. And my topic of exhortation is the wisdom of the just. What is this wisdom of the just? The wisdom of the just. And always remember a simple or the simplest definition of wisdom. Wisdom is the application of knowledge. The application of knowledge is wisdom. What is this wisdom of the just? It is the knowledge of the scriptures that will make you wise unto salvation. Apostle Paul said that in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15.
And that from a child,
concerning Timothy,
thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
Amen. This wisdom is the spirit of revelation. It's the spirit of revelation. And remember, it is exclusively for those who are justified, the just. And the Bible said the just shall live by faith. And that the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. I've emphasized this several times in this ministry. The application, the usage, the context of that word faith here is a revelation. Faith referred to here is revelation. The church shall live by revelation. And the righteousness of God is revealed through the preaching of the gospel from revelation to revelation. We move and continue to move and continue to move. And remember that we are justified by faith. The Bible says so. We are justified by faith. And the first usage of that one, we see it in Abraham. Abraham was justified by faith. Abraham operated by faith. Romans 4:18, the commentary concerning Abraham.
Who against hope believed in hope.
You see, that is the effect of revelation. Against hope, that is, hallelujah, he believed in hope for what was spoken to him to come to pass. What is it? That he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. But looking at it, it is just not possible. It is just not possible for him at the age of 100 years, his wife is 90 years, to have a child. So against hope, he believed in hope. It is faith in action. Hallelujah. By faith, Hebrews 11 verse 4 says so. By faith, Abel offered a more excellent
sacrifice than Cain.
By revelation, he had a revelation that made him to offer an animal instead of bringing fruit and foodstuff to God. Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. He had that revelation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is why he said, without faith, revelation, it is impossible to please God. Without revelation. And that is why we must learn to serve God acceptably. There is the acceptable offering, acceptable sacrifice, acceptable service if you don't do it according to the due order. Revelation. It will not be accepted. No matter how many you are in your church, in your ministry. David led a 30,000 strong revival and God was not in it. Although he was doing what was supposed to give glory to God, bringing the ark back to Israel, a big celebration, a big opportunity, a big achievement, but he did not carry the ark according to the due order. There is a revelation of how it should be carried, and that revival, instead of bringing life, God ended it with sorrow. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. We lean not unto our own understanding. No, we must be led by God himself. And this faith that every one of us must have to be able to serve God acceptably comes by hearing the word. By hearing the word of God. That is why you must study. You must study. You must study. You must take Bible study very, very seriously. And for your all your information, I noted something last Thursday. Last Wednesday night, we have a Bible study session free for any member that is able to come. And I'm happy at the turnout I saw. And it also coincided with the same time where some prayer groups were having their meeting. And it looked so odd to me that the Bible study that is supposed to start from 10 o'clock and end 12. Prayer meetings start 11 o'clock and end maybe 3 or so a.m. And people gathered and they were praying in their groups, prayer groups, while the Bible study was going on. Didn't it sound odd to you, the groups that gathered, you were praying while Bible study was going on there? You chose prayer to knowing the God that you are praying to. It was very odd. So we put a ban. There will be no prayer meeting until Bible study is over on Wednesday night. Digging deep. And the security will make sure that somebody is not sleeping until it is 12 o'clock. If you enter this compound, you must join it. If not, don't come. If you enter this compound Wednesday night, you must be for Bible study. And if you enter that Bible study, you must not sleep while the study is going on. So that you can have faith. For faith coming by hearing and hearing the word of God. Praise the Lord. The wisdom of the just. I remember Daniel chapter 12 verse 10. The statement that the angel told Daniel. Daniel chapter 12.
Many shall be purified.
He's talking of the end time.
And made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand.
But what?
But the wise shall understand.
The wise shall understand these things that will come to pass at the end time. The wise will understand the divine agenda. The wise will understand. Again, who are these wise? They are those with the wisdom unto salvation. And I categorize them in different categories. Let me see how many I can take today before we close. Number one, they are those with the Issachar grace. In 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32.
And of the children of Issachar.
Listen, Jacob had 12 sons. 12 sons. There are two of them that had some peculiarity. In fact, three of them, if I add the third one. Judah was known because Judah was choosing for where the scepter will come. Judah was chosen from where the Messiah will come. Judah is a tribe that fights war. That's why Jesus is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Levi was the priesthood. Levi, they gave him the priesthood. Now Issachar, see his own.
And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do.
They had what?
Understanding of the times.
Understanding of the times. Times here is agenda, periods.
To know what Israel ought to do.
So that they will know what Israel ought to do at any particular time.
The heads of them were 200 and all their
and
brethren.
And because of that special grace they had, what happened?
And all their brethren were at their commanding.
Oh, yes. When people, that is one peculiar thing about the office of a prophet. Anything they tell us to do, that's what they do. Because they have a grace we don't have. Anything a prophet tells you to do, and all of us, now prophet, people know the prophets in this church more than they know the overseer of the church. Even the overseer of the church look up to them. Amen. To tell us what we cannot see. And that was the tribe of Issachar. And the bride of Jesus Christ is with the same grace. Among all the Christian faith, the Christian groups, there is a group within those groups known as the bride of Jesus Christ. They were the ones Apostle Paul was referring to in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And let's read it from verse 1 to verse 5.
But of the times and the seasons,
you see,
brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you.
The times and seasons, because like the sons of Issachar, we already know. We are schooled.
For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief
this
in the night.
This is part of the knowledge that the bride of Jesus Christ have.
For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day shall overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day.
Because nothing is hidden from us. That's why I say we are the children of light.
We are not of the night, nor of darkness.
Because nothing is hidden from us.
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
Hallelujah. That is admonishment to the bride. Wisdom of the just. We identify these wise people because they are known for rightly dividing the word of truth. Just like, I think it's John. Is it John chapter 5? I think verse, is it 38, 39?
And ye have not his word.
No, sorry, there's a scripture. There's a scripture I'm looking for. Amen. Or let's even look at Isaiah 61, verse 1 and verse 2.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
Uh-huh.
Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
Now, you will notice here that rightly dividing the word of truth, I'm using it as an example, what that we said, rightly divide the word of truth. Now, you see this prophecy here. Let's screen it again. That prophecy in verse 1, you notice here that in verse 2, there are two things to be done, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 says what?
The Spirit of
we are to proclaim liberty to the captive
and the opening,
and the
of,
opening
prison
of the prison to them that are bound. That is one thing will happen. What's the next one?
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord
and the day of vengeance.
There are
of our
two
God.
Different days. The acceptable year of the Lord is the period that we are in now. And then the day of vengeance will take place after the rapture has taken place. How will you know in this scripture now? Rightly dividing the word of truth. Let me give you another one. Where I was referring to John chapter 5, verse 28 and verse 29. John chapter 5.
Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice.
He said, all that are in the grave will hear his voice.
And shall come forth.
And they will come forth.
They that have done good unto the resurrection of life.
One.
And they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation.
Now, the resurrection of life, there is a period between the resurrection of life and the resurrection of damnation. It's a period of 1,000 years. But see the way that statement is made as if, oh yeah, come out. Hey, everybody will come out from the grave. You, go to the right. You, go to the left. As we see in Matthew 25. It's not so. Rightly dividing the word of truth. And that is why, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, concerning the coming of the Lord, how did he put it? The Lord will descend with what?
A shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Three different periods. All this was three different periods for the rapture. There will be the shout, there will be the voice of the archangel, and there will be the trump of God. Three different activities in three different periods. But those who don't have this Issachar anointing, you see them, there will be da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Preachers have preached it. Then everybody, they will go, they will hear it, they will shout, and then nothing like that. Oh, already the shout has been going on. The next stage will take place after the rapture. Praise the Lord. Not just before the rapture.
That's right.
All the other ones, sorry. After the shout, finished. Then, amen. And the shout, rightly dividing the word of truth, as we have said it here several times. Amen. After the shout, for the living, then the voice of the archangel that produces the seven thunders. It is to the dead in their grave. That is their own message. That is why I say, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we shall hear the trumpet. Then all of us will gather, and then we will go home. Praise the Lord. Rightly dividing the word of truth. That is identification. Hallelujah. You have the ability, the wise, you have the ability to know the meat for your season. Every season, God's agenda, the period of his agenda, there is the meat in due season. There is the meat for our season. So what do the wise do? Psalm 104 verse 27. Psalm 104 verse 27. What is the identification of the wise? What
this
does it say?
Wait all upon thee.
Eh?
This wait all upon thee.
Who are these? The wise.
That thou mayest give them their meat in due season.
You see? It's an identification of the wise. And the due season that they wait for is James chapter 5 verse 7. James chapter 5 verse 7.
Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and had long patience for it until he had received the early and latter rain.
They are waiting until they receive the early and the latter rain before the rapture will take place. That is why our forthcoming June Holy Ghost baptism program, we title it the outpouring of the latter rain. Because we know what latter rain means. And only the wise will take that program seriously. Scripture that is able to make the wise unto salvation. When we preach the gospel that brings freedom from bondages, family deliverance, healing, prosperity, come and see crowd that will come until we have overflow. Yes, it is guaranteed from the cross. But there is nothing in that gospel that will guarantee eternity. I don't know if somebody has heard me. Listen again. For what shall it profit a man? You gain the whole world and lose your soul. So, I'm telling you now that there is nothing, absolutely nothing in the gospel of prosperity that guarantees eternity. Yet, because of lack of revelation, faith, people will push. If it's not lack of revelation that will make two activities are going on, Bible study and then prayer. You choose prayer to going for Bible study. You choose prayer to going to Bible study. It's revelation now. Revelation, power must change hand this night. Power must change her this night. Let me tell you, hallelujah. Prayer is shooting your gun. Bible study is equipping your gun. If you carry gun without bullet, the enemy will defeat you flat. So Bible study is actually equipping yourself. I think it's Psalm 103, verse 20, that speaks concerning angels that excel in strength.
Hearkening unto the voice of his
word.
What
do they do?
Hearkening unto the voice
of God's word. Anytime you say what God says, angels go to bring it to pass. So you don't know the word of God. So what will you speak? The angels will be looking at you. Then the Bible said this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. How will you know his will when you don't do Bible study? I will organize this because in Lagos, and that is why most of these churches, pastors, fake places up and down, that's what they take advantage of people, especially in Lagos here. Because we don't have time for our spiritual life and spiritual estate. We don't have time. We are not only here, including all of you abroad that you are joining us. In fact, your own is worse than our own. Because you travel to make money, and every hour is money for you. Yes, now. Every hour is money. So, but in the case of Lagos, it's not the hour, it is the wahala of traffic in Lagos. So you have to leave your house as early as 5 a.m. to reach your office by 8 a.m. Then you will close by 5 o'clock in Nigeria here, and then traffic, you will reach home 11 o'clock in the night. You are too tired to even pray. So you are depending on one lazy man who says he's a man of God, sitting somewhere. You are depending on him. If you can give him offering, he will go to mountain for you. So you know nothing other than whatever he tells you. Anything he says God will say, you have nothing to check what he's saying. And when we create time for you to come and study the Bible, those of you who can come. Of course, nobody even has time now. Has excuse now, because if you miss any teaching, it's there in the archives. It's there in the social media. It's there. Nobody has excuse. May God help all of us in the name of Jesus Christ. These wise people, they have no full stop to revelation, because revelation is progressive. It is the foolish virgins of every age, and every age has foolish virgins, that we say, we have caught the revelation by the last. None after that again, the last. He has said it all the mysteries, all. You want to know anything? Go to the tapes. You don't even need the Bible, because he has revealed everything. Did you know the Bible without William Branham? They are foolish virgins. Because Revelation did not end with William Branham. The rapture has not taken place yet. Therefore, Revelation will continue. Amen. And evidence that they are foolish is that when they hear me speak like this, they get angry with me. You are foolish. I'm telling you something that will deliver you. You are getting angry. It is a display of the spirit of foolishness. Instead of you to say, okay, if you say there is progressive, okay, what else? What more? That is the question the wise will ask. Okay, what more? Then you take what the person is saying and see if it is scriptural, if it is progressive or not. There is the progressiveness of Revelation. Why? Because it is written that they that are children of God, it is they that are led by the Spirit. The leadership of the Holy Ghost continues. It will take you through the divine agenda. May we not be foolish in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who are the wise? Number two, they are the ones that take the oil in their vessels as a response to the shout. Because in that parable of Matthew 25, when the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered, all the virgins slumbered. It's a common thing. I'm only giving you an exhortation that may encourage somebody here. At midnight, there was a cry made in verse 6 of Revelation of Matthew chapter 25.
And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Because that is what Apostle Paul said, the coming of the Lord starts with a shout. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, it starts with a shout. There's the midnight cry. At midnight, there was a cry made. And that midnight was under the third horse rider, the black horse rider, the dark ages. There was, come out of darkness, my people. And the virgins arose and responded. Hallelujah. And the difference between the wise and the foolish is that the wise took the lamp with their oil, with enough oil in their vessels. The other one didn't have oil. And the light, the lamp is the word. The oil is the spirit of revelation. Amen. You have the light and there is no oil, very soon it will burn out. Amen. That was why one of our team, one of our June camp, we call it the extra oil. Because the journey is far. We need enough oil. The wise made sure they had enough oil. Hallelujah. And that oil is the spirit of revelation. Some of us have the spirit of God, but will not allow the spirit of God to lead us to understand what his divine agenda is. Many of us are more interested in serving God than in knowing him. No. Know him so that you will serve him acceptably. And in verse 13 of that Matthew 25,
watch therefore.
What did he say?
Watch therefore. For ye know not neither the day.
These wise people are watchful. The wise are watchful. The wise are focused. The wise are visionary. What are they watching for? They watch for the fulfillment of scriptures. That is why we have a program every Saturday at 8 p.m. on the Bright Television. We call the Rapture Watch. Watching unto the soon coming of our Lord. There are scriptures to be fulfilled. And we are watching those scriptures. We are watching events that are happening around the world that will prepare us for the soon coming of the Lord. They are watchful people. They are focused because Satan is in the business of distracting us. But when you have a vision, then you are focused. You concentrate on what you are looking for, where you are going. Watch. That is why also you will watch your spiritual graph. How am I spiritually? Am I still on fire? Am I as I used to be before? It is wisdom to know so that you don't slide too far and enter the net of Satan before you realize I have backslidden. No. You should be able to know every day, take a stock of your spiritual life. Every year, take a stock of your spiritual life. the watch. Only the wise will do that. And that is one of the things that was instructive in Judges chapter 7, if we read it from verse 1. Against the Midianites, Gideon was to go on a battle, and he had so much number of soldiers. Hallelujah. But then they had to be pruned down, because for this battle, everybody is not qualified to go for this battle. Now let's go on. Let's read it.
Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the wall of Arod, the well of Arod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Mori in the valley.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands.
The reason is because God knew all of them that were carrying arms. I'm a prayer warrior. I'm a Christian. Oh yeah, now. And yet he said that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not everybody that is able to wrestle. Some people fall by the wayside. Read on.
Lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, my own hand hath saved me. Now therefore go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And the return of the people,
Can you see people who are afraid? Oh yeah, go back if you are afraid. Yet you are a soldier, you dey fear. They are there. Uh-huh.
And the return of the people, 20,000.
They are the ones that are afraid to go to village because their uncle, the witch, they wait for them. But for here, you see them, their Bible big past my own. Go ahead.
And they remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many.
Uh-huh.
Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there.
Uh-huh.
And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee.
Uh-huh.
And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water.
You see now? Wait, Gideon, even this number, there are too many. Let me tell you now who is qualified for this battle. So let's have the water test. I have preached that message, so you can go there. The water test. The water test. Oh, yeah.
So he brought down the people unto the water.
Uh-huh.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with a tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise.
One group. Anybody you see, they enter there. Watch. There will be two groups of people there. One will be lapping the water with the tongue as a dog lappeth. Because the dog is always watchful. One eye there, while they use the tongue, they take and they watch to see whether anybody will come try to take this bone with him and finish you. And he's eating it and he's watching. That is how a dog eats. He said, if you see any of those soldiers, are the soldiers of Christ here? Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh. Are the soldiers of Christ here? Shout hallelujah. The water test. Uh-huh. All those who will eat food, who are prospering, doing their business, doing everything, chasing money up and down, but they don't choke with their salvation. They don't choke with their heaven bound. They are always looking up. They don't allow anything they are chasing here to affect their destination. Watch it. What will happen? Keep them one side.
Likewise, everyone that bowed down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into
their hands. Who are those that were qualified?
The 300 men that lapped.
What were they doing it? Like a dog. The rest, their leg, their hand, everything. Oh, taka. Oh, see, water. And they forgot that the enemy is coming. He said, people with that type of attitude, they are foolish people. They are foolish soldiers. They are not wise. We are to watch and pray. Be watchful. Christ won't be watchful. Apostles, all of them won't be watchful. Watch, watch, Watch unto the soon coming of the Lord. Watch, for the enemy as a roaring lion walketh to and fro, seeking who he may devour. Watch, watch. The devices of Satan, they are many. Watch, watch. Watch this your flesh. Watch this your skin. That is why we fast. It is only one who is watchful that will be sincere and know what to do. Watch for false prophets. Watch for false doctrines. Watch for false brethren. Watch, watch, watch. Anything that will affect your spiritual life, watch, watch. Why are you no longer praying as you used to pray? It's not body weakness. It's something else that is taking your energy. That's why you don't have enough energy again now for your spiritual life. Watch, watch it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Watch. That is what the Bible tells us. Watch. Number three. Who are these wise? And this is very important at this period. They are those that will turn many to righteousness. Daniel chapter 12, verse 2 and verse 3 again. Daniel chapter 12. Listen
and
very well.
And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt.
That is on the resurrection. On the resurrection.
And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament.
Again.
And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
Those that will turn many to righteousness. How do you achieve that? It's by the preaching of the gospel. Anyone that you are able to lead to Christ, and the person receives eternal life. Amen. You are acquiring something in heaven that you don't even know. In eternity, for that matter. Because Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30 and verse 31.
The fruit of the righteous is the tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise.
The fruit of the righteous is what?
A tree of life.
That is eternal life. There is something there for eternity, eternity awaits the righteous. And what did he say? The last statement there.
And he that winneth souls is wise.
Why are you wise? It's because you are acquiring glory for yourself when you get to eternity. Oh, glory be to God. One thing I love about this, our God, and that is the truth. Whether it is the reason for serving him or not, God doesn't use anybody and dump you like that. God does not use anybody and dump you. After using you, he will reward you for the thing he used you for. And that is why many of these preachers, they mistake it for salvation. Salvation is different. Salvation is eternal life, and you don't work for it. It's a gift of God. But after you have received salvation as a gift from God, then you will, the position you will occupy in eternity, you have to earn it. And one of the ways to earn it is to join Jesus Christ. Fulfill the purpose he went to the cross on Calvary. Go into the world and preach the gospel. It's a general thing for everybody. Everyone that is saved, after you are saved, shine the light to another person. And for you to do it effectively, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is why he gave us talents. In Matthew 25, you see the reward that is there. The talent that he gave you is the gift that he gave you. The healing gift. Every gift you have is supposed to call the attention of the person that you are using it. Amen. Or to edify a child of God. To bring comfort and peace to a child of God. But to the unbeliever, that same gift, that is why he is not a Christian. He is not a believer. But when you go with your gift, you will see vision for him. You will pray for him, you will receive healing. You cast out spirit, he will live. Amen. It, the reason is so that you will use it as opportunity to win that soul to the Lord. And when you do that, you are acquiring a star for yourself. You are acquiring a position for yourself. Let's read it the way it goes so that you understand what I mean. Matthew 25. Read it from verse 14.
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according his several ability.
He gave them talents.
And straightway,
look, even added, he said, he added, after he gave them, what did he say? Occupy till I come. Go on.
And straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made other 5 talents.
What is trading? It's using it to buy something. Hallelujah. You are, what you have, you use it to buy a soul, to win a soul. That is the trading.
And likewise, he that received 2, he also gathered other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and eat his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh.
Yeah, and he will soon come. That is what is referred to as the judgment seat of Christ. Second Corinthians, I think 5 verse 10. That is the judgment seat of Christ. Go on.
After a long time, the Lord of the servants cometh.
That will happen after the rapture. This message is for those who have received the Holy Ghost, who believe they are going to go to heaven, and the Spirit witness, the Holy Spirit bearing witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. And if you know you have the Holy Ghost, I am talking to you. Be wise. There's something greater ahead that you must not miss. Winning soul. There is a reward. Wait, please finish reading that scripture for me.
And reckon with them. And so he that received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more.
Behold.
I have gained beside them 5 talents more.
He gained 5. Remember, it's a parable. Amen. It's not when he said 5 here, it's just for you to understand that he used it and he could present evidence of what he used it for. What happened?
His Lord said unto him, well
what did
done.
He say?
Thou good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.
Oh, can you see the reward? Please, again.
His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
You see, you are good and faithful because of what you used the gift to do. Because of what you used the gift to do, you qualify to be called good and faithful or foolish and nonsense servant. But you go to heaven, no? But you go in a different condition. What did he say? Is the reward?
Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord.
See the reward. See the reward. Enter into the what?
The joy of the Lord. He also that received 2 talents came and said,
that
Lord,
is why in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 35,
the wise shall inherit glory.
Again.
The wise shall inherit glory.
Again.
The wise shall inherit glory.
Inherit glory. And he that winneth soul is wise. And the wise shall inherit glory. But shame. The foolish, they will inherit shame. Shame will be their promotion. Glory will be another person's promotion. People think we are stupid in this ministry, that we are spending all our offerings and sponsoring, paying for Bright Television, sponsoring evangelism. 60% of all the income that comes to this church is spent on evangelism. We are celebrating 10 years of the broadcast of this message to the whole world. We have spent over 600 million. In another 10 years' time, the lottery will be spending 1.2 billion naira. Hallelujah. They think we are foolish. They think we don't know what to do with money. If we know our priorities, it is evidence of wisdom. We know what we are working on. We know. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see somebody who says he's a pastor, and his testimony is all the athletic he has acquired since he came into the ministry. Nonsense. Who told you that that is the testimony of a man of God? We thank God though. We will thank God for all the blessings. But brethren, that is not the first testimony of a man of God. Hallelujah. When they demolished this place, there was only one challenge I could make. Hezekiah spoke of his life, testimony of his life. Job also spoke concerning the testimony of his life. He bragged about it as the reason why he must be restored. Hezekiah is the reason why he cannot die. Even God said he will die. Me, my own, I stood here. I said, there is only one soul on this ground that we have won to Christ. The person came here and received eternal life. Father, confirm it and reward us by giving us this land. We could boast of it. So many people think I am foolish. This house man not like money. Who not like money? No, tell me now, who not like money? Especially people like us who don't suffer before for lack of money. If you see money, you dive into it. But we know better. Hallelujah. We know better. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because the wise shall inherit glory. We want to inherit glory because we know that this world is not our home. We are passing through to somewhere, and we face our maker and give account of all he committed into our hands when we were on earth here. Everything we have, we received it. Everything you have, you received it. You did not come to this earth with what you have now. And don't say that it is your power that has given you this wealth. God warned against it. He said, because it is God that given the power to make wealth. And let me tell you, nobody becomes rich because you are very hardworking. No. For without God, you can do nothing. Whatever you are is by the grace of God. Whoever you are is by the grace of God. And when you catch that, then you will know that all I have is given to me by the Lord. That is what inspired that song. That is why in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19, that is the reason he's talking to the wise. What did he say?
Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, uh-huh, where moth and rust doth corrupt, uh-huh, and where thieves break through and steal.
Now, he's not saying here that you should not acquire anything here. No. But it should be by comparison. By comparison. Because if you're a billionaire, you will certainly have a lot of things here. Certainly, because sometimes we have this property as a way of security. Because even acquiring property is investment. Amen. But acquiring cars is acquiring liabilities. It's not an investment. Hallelujah. Even clothes. If you want to know the vanity of clothes, go to women. Go to women. That's where you see the vanity of clothing. A man, Olumide, you have been wearing this your suit now for 2 years. You are standing here with it. No sister will stand publicly with the same cloth 2 times. No sister that stands publicly we stand. He said, now this one I wear yesterday. I don't feel wear it again. I want to go market. That is the only problem women have with their husbands. Because they are always comparing themselves with another woman who is changing cloth, changing cloth, changing. You see, the vanity, the vanity. So when you buy order, you use it once. Finish, you hang it. Go to their rooms. And you see, give out. They don't go give out. They will keep it in the box. Go to them, you see boxes, 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 boxes. I'm talking to yes, now you are the doctor. Give out, they don't go give. Now this one I use the time where I do my first child dedication. Now this cloth now I wear. Wear it again now. If you don't fart, pass up, give her out now. May God help us. Vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the truth. When you have so much, please finish reading that scripture for me.
Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth.
Yes.
Where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal.
Uh-huh.
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. Uh-huh. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
You see? That is why you have to choose between going to market and go to prayer group meeting, go for evangelism on Monday. 7 days of the week, you cannot spare one day to go out for evangelism. Hallelujah. The Bible says you have to be focused. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and serve wealth, God and mammon. One must suffer at the expense of the other. That is the truth. Amen. When this ministry started, some of those funny prophets that give revelation, that manipulate people with revelation. This church was just a few months old. We went for a minister's conference, then he stood me up. Me, I know why he did that thing. But let me not, that one a bygone. And he says, Ramosi, stand up. One old prophet in the north. Ramosi, stand up. The Lord said, you are not, he didn't call you to be pastor. He said, and that is the reason why your business is suffering. The truth is this. May God forgive all these people. Amen. The truth is this. God was using me to be giving them money, sponsoring their programs. Now church has started. So they want to keep me to be working and giving them money and using prophecy to manipulate me. But he made a mistake in giving that prophecy. I know his disciples are listening to me now. He told me, he said, your business is suffering because you enter into pastoral ministry. And gave the rest of the prophecy. So I am to choose between serving God and holding my business. If I want my business to continue, then I have to stop serving God. So 1 year after, then he said that the church will break. That he saw it. He was acting as if he was in the spirit. If you hand over, it will break. If you don't hand over, it will still break. So 1 year after, I went to that same meeting again. I asked to speak. I said, brethren, you remember it was in this meeting, he was sitting there in front. Our daddy here gave prophecy. I said, I want to tell you people that I have not handed over that church. For 2 reasons. I said, number 1 reason is I have chosen to let my business suffer so that I will serve God. I said, number two, you say whether I hand over or not, it will scatter. So I've decided that let the church break in my hand. Now you vex so. All of them vex. That's how they cut off from me. May God help all of us. Me, you want to ever come to bring something between me and serving God. Azubaba. I even had a meeting with Satan when I told him, you are blocked everywhere in my life because of the decision I have made. It is now I know, Satan, you don't know anything. If you know, you will have seen that this decision I have made to serve God is for better, for what? It's irreversible. When you tire, you go leave me, you go go, because nothing will separate me from serving God. Nothing. 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 It's a revelation. Why? Because I know there is something I will gain in it. And it is not here. It is in eternity. How can I read 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9 and still be joking with what is ahead? Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. How can Apostle Paul was caught up to the third heaven? He saw something. So he was ready to die. He was ready to die. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Revelation. It's about revelation. It's about revelation. Therefore, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is the sending ministry. Also, the wise. In Revelation, Romans chapter 10, verse 11.
For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
Listen. For whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon
Listen
him.
Listen very well to what Apostle Paul is saying.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
That is what the scripture says.
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
How can people call on a God that they have not believed?
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
How can they believe on whom they have not heard anything concerning him?
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
How will they again hear without a preacher?
And how shall they preach except they be sent?
Except they are sent, because preachers, what they have is not money, it's the message they have. God himself designed it that way. God himself designed it that way. There is no preacher that has money to enter into ministry. If you are truly called, God will make sure that you don't have the money, because he has made provision for other people to be a part of the blessing. There are people that cannot go, but they have the resources to make you go. Both you that went and he that sent you is the same blessing. It's the same blessing. Any soul you go to win there is counted for you and him, because without him you wouldn't have been able to go. It is the sending. Please finish reading that scripture.
And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord.
Verse 15 again.
And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things.
It's a revelation. It's a revelation. All of you that make life easier for ministers. And that's why the brethren that came together and are sponsoring, they call them kingdom something. Chinedu, what do you call them? What do they call them? What do they call them?
The kingdom message expansion welfare.
They Welfare.
Yes.
Okay, they take care of the welfare.
The welfare of all evangelical ministration programs.
They are the people that bought that truck.
Yes, sir.
That you people mount speakers on top and disturb the town.
Yes, sir.
They are the ones that print tracks.
They are the ones that print tracks.
They are the ones that cook for you anytime you go evangelize and come back.
Yes, yes.
They are the ones that provide everything you need.
Every item concerning evangelism.
They even have an account. In fact, their balance in the account is higher than the church account. They are not foolish. They are making investments. It's investment for the future. Praise the Lord. Those of you who catch that revelation, continue. I told you something. Amen. He said, we walk by faith, revelation. Understand this. As soon as you remember that Satan is in the business. Satan is in the business of frustrating the ministry of Jesus Christ, the church of Jesus Christ. So, when you begin to sow for the progress of the work of God, Satan will come after you. And many people get scared and stop it. He has succeeded. Amen. And God will fold his hand to see what you will do. But when you tell him, whatever I have, I will do it. After some time, God himself will say, will you not leave him and blow you up later? Because you are dependable. It happens. Therefore, when you give, that is why some of these things, when you give, give with a prayer. Let it be a point of contact. Even this morning, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. I remember three of them. Three pastors outside Lagos that I personally, from an offering I received, I set them up in their business so that they will not be distracted. There are young pastors coming up, very zealous. And one of them has a shop and the owner wants to sell it. And he has been operating there for years. His customers, he will lose them if he leaves that place. And I asked him how much the person wants to sell the shop. And I sent the money. He was shocked. I did the same thing for two other people. Up to yesterday, I knelt down. I said, Father, see you. See what I do here. See what I do here. See what I do here. You see what I do here. I have positioned myself for blessing. I was telling him, bless me, oh. Bless me, oh. See what they do. You, what do you use to challenge God for your own? Anything you sow for the progress of the gospel is prophetic. God is obligated to also progress your life. Not too many people know that. Because he that winneth the soul is wise. He that winneth a soul is wise. Why? Because there is a glory for those who do that. There is a reward for those who do that. The denominations catch it. And see people come together. They don't wait for the pastor to call. They come, gather themselves together, form the group, and sponsor the things of evangelism and progress of the ministry. It's because they are wise. You are on, you are busy, whatever it is that is attracting you. I don't know. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 9. What does he say? He says, you should give instruction to a wise man.
Give instruction to a wise man and they will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and they will increase in learning.
That's what the Bible says. Amen. There's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know why? Because everything you need to know in this church, we have told you. And when we get there, it is then your eye will clear. So this is where they talk now through. So this is where they talk now through. How will it look like? The type of position you will occupy in eternity. In eternity. Especially when you see that you were given opportunity anyway. Amen. And one opportunity I am telling you here now is that I am sure God established this church. And that any seed you sow in this ministry, I believe it, is acceptable before God. And God will bless you. And I'm not saying it, we are 25 years old. So, and you don't hear me say this always. But I'm telling you, I am sure of my call. I am sure. There are too many things that I can use to prove to you that God established this church for a purpose. The purpose, we have not yet seen it, but wait a little bit. You will soon understand why he has gathered us here. Why will it profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your soul?
Brother Rafa, from the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that he cares. Oh, if today God should call it away, what would you give in exchange for your soul? Mercy is calling you, won't you give heed? Must that your Savior still tenderly plead? Risk not your soul, it is precious indeed. Oh, what would you give in exchange for your soul, brother?
What would you
soldiers, fierce able soldiers, and singing and rejoicing. Oh, hear the sinner shouting. Oh, no, had I known. Oh, wake up, slumber, wake up, and prepare for His glory. Seeking Jesus the Savior, the captain of the vine. Sign before it's too late. Oh, join the Lucas cry. Oh, no, that I know. Oh, no, oh, no. The sinner's voice. Gun, 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 gun. They are gone. They are marching to join. To join the glorious song. Keep me from the wicked, killer and the spoiler, the Gentile and the deceiver. Oh, fill me with a spirit to lead me on the cross. Oh, no, and I know. Give me power and courage to stand this weary season. When Christians shout the night cries and love for God growing cold, sustained by thy glorious word, as we shall join the echo. Glory, we have won.